The North Dakota Public Service Commission has approved a siting permit for a wind farm in Burke County. That after rejecting a proposed wind farm in that general area in 2019 because of concerns about its impact on wildlife. NextEra Energy Resources redesigned the 200-megawatt wind farm, renaming it the Northern Divide Wind Energy Center. The new design has a smaller footprint. It will cover 11,000 acres of land, about half the size of the earlier Burke Wind Farm, and will consist of 74 turbines. It avoids many of the areas that would be wildlife habitat. That was a bone of contention with North Dakota Game and Fish Department and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. All turbines would be located in cropland. When the PSC rejected the original project, Game and Fish said the company could not have picked a worse place for a wind project. Commissioner Julie Fedorchak said the changes make it much more palatable to the wildlife community.
All in all, I think that the company did what it needed to do, in my estimation, to reach the threshold of minimal impact required under the law to receive a siting permit.
Commissioner Randy Christman voted for the siting permit, but did offer this observation.
I continue to believe that our country is oversaturating our electric grid with intermittent energy at the expense of baseload energy. But this is a siting case, and we have to decide it based on the law in North Dakota Siting Act, and as it's written by the legislature. And as far as I can see, this project meets all the requirements of the Siting Act.
The project will cost $300 million to build. A 345-kilovolt power line will be built in Burke and Montreal counties for that generated power at a cost of $30 million. Basin Electric Power Cooperative will buy the electricity. Commissioners say NextEra is planning to have the wind farm in service by the end of the year. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.